This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Occupy You. Invasion. The barricades and the hero students who tried to keep the mob back.
You guys are the ones dragging people away.
They're hauling in food. Then, Granny's got her gun.
Get back! I have a gun!
She was watching the Taylor Swift movie with her four-year-old granddaughter. Then a home intruder burst in.
I will you.
Wait till you see what happened next. Then, good dog.
Okay.
They're the same breed that the governor shot to death. Look how well-trained they are.
McCoy.
And what were they thinking? The knuckleheads who dumped barrels of trash right into the beautiful blue ocean. Plus, Sniper House. The three roommates who found themselves in the line of fire that ended in the slaying of four officers.
Let them come through the house.
Plus, she said what? Uproar over what Barbara Streisand just asked actress Melissa McCarthy about her weight loss.
Do you think Barbara was out of line for what she asked?
And why are these kids screaming? What they witnessed at a zoo will shock you. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. The student protests happening around the country have now moved into a new phase. Demonstrators are not only setting up tent cities on campuses, but they're moving inside, taking over school buildings. Celeste Trent reports some are barricading themselves using school furniture and zip ties.
Protesters have broken into the administrative building on the Columbia University campus and barricaded themselves inside. And as they stack iron tables at the doors, video shows them being given orders by a gray-haired woman who sure doesn't look like a student. She has been identified as 62-year-old Lisa Fithian, who calls herself a protest consultant. She has led protests across America for decades and is known as Professor Occupy. Fithian was there when a mob of protesters confronted two Jewish students who tried to block the door to the building. The two were forcibly removed from the doorway.
Is someone recording this?
The building, Hamilton Hall, is now occupied by about 40 protesters.
We will honor all the martyrs!
We will honor all the martyrs!
And these images are from inside the occupied building as students use classroom furniture to barricade doors and windows.
Zip ties,
rope all of these picnic tables from other parts of campus. This is all pushed here. A little bit of damage to the property as well. They broke in the store.
Columbia responded to the occupation by closing down the entire campus to all but residents of the dorms and some essential workers. Everyone else has been told to stay home, and the occupiers are being threatened with expulsion. Protesters outside the building are keeping occupiers inside, supplied with cratefuls of necessities. The occupation is a dramatic escalation of the chaos on campus. There are now protests on 60 campuses across America. This was the scene at Tulane University in New Orleans as cops dismantled tents and made multiple arrests. At the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, a cop was soaked with water and reacted with remarkable restraint. Outnumbered cops used pepper spray to keep protesters back and were pelted with water bottles. A new poll says the protesters are not winning hearts and minds in America. 80% of registered voters still support Israel.
Roughly 1,000 protesters have been arrested around the country. Authorities say a number of them were outsiders, not affiliated with the schools where they were put in cuffs. A grandmother was home watching the Taylor Swift concert movie with her four-year-old granddaughter when a home invader burst in, but he picked the wrong lady to mess with. She had a gun. As Jim Array reports, instead of being taken to the jail, this bad guy went to the hospital.
A home invader targets a house, but he's about to find out he's definitely picked the wrong home.
I have a gun! Get back! Get back! I will
You do what you have to do to protect yourself and your family.
Anissa Tinnen says she and her four-year-old granddaughter were watching the Taylor Swift Eras movie when the nightmare began. Out of nowhere, she says, the intruder appeared in the dining room of her Albuquerque home.
He told me that he would kill myself and my granddaughter if I didn't do what he wanted me to do.
Cops say the intruder was fleeing police after crashing a stolen vehicle. Once inside the house, he grabbed some car keys out of a bowl and ran out. 49-year-old Anissa called 911. You can hear her trying to comfort her distraught granddaughter.
I need you to be really brave. It's okay, baby. I know, honey. I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Suddenly, the intruder storms back to the house. Only by now, Anissa has grabbed her gun. She tries to warn him.
Get back! Get back! I have a gun! Get back! Get back! I will
What did you do?
Is there any question in your mind that this man was going to hurt or kill both you and your granddaughter?
There was no question.
Where did the bullet hit him? Do you know?
In the abdomen.
I will get you water, but if you hurt me, I'm going to shoot you again. You hear me?
I had to hold him at gunpoint. This man is bleeding on my kitchen floor.
Oh, God, this is not happening. Where are the police?
Albuquerque, please.
They're right there. You can see them swarming into the house. They haul the screaming suspect out of there. We also spoke to the little girl's tearful mom, Megan Austin.
If Anissa had not done what she did, we'd be telling a different story right now.
I would have given everything I had, including my life, to do what I had to do to protect my granddaughter.
I have a gun! Get back!
The suspect survived. He'll be charged with burglary and auto theft. The DA tells us the grandmother is not facing charges. She killed her dog and bragged about it in her book. And that may have killed Kristi Noem's political future. She said their wire-haired pointer was untrainable. Well, now we're visiting a home that has three of the breed.
Okay.
Meet McCoy, our Jim Murray's new best pal.
He's definitely rambunctious.
McCoy is a wire-haired pointer, the same breed as Cricket, the dog Kristi Noem shot dead. In her upcoming autobiography, No Going Back, the South Dakota governor describes Cricket as untrainable. But Tyler Smith, who cares for three wire-haired pointers, including McCoy, doesn't buy that. Good boys. He says it just takes patience and time. Moose. Bodie. McCoy.
What's involved in training them? How long does that take?
It could take, you know, 2 to 3 years to get a finished dog.
Noam says she shot Cricket after the dog bred for tracking birds slaughtered her neighbor's chickens. Smith, who also has chickens, has trained his dogs not to attack them.
He knows the difference. He's not looking to just kill animals.
Noam's book out next week has another disturbing story. The same day she shot Cricket, she also shot her family's pet goat. She writes that the goat was nasty and mean, chased her kids, and smelled rancid. So, just like Cricket, she dragged the goat to the same gravel pit and shot him. But the goat survived the wound, so she went back to her truck, retrieved another shell, then hurried back to the gravel pit and put him down.
Bad psycho governor! No! Sit down! Bad! Stay! Stay away from dogs!
The late-night comics are finding humor in the jaw-dropping story.
People are really going to hate her next book, Christy Noam, Then I Ate It. They go, hey, this.
Meanwhile, here in New York, Donald Trump's hush money trial resumed today. The former president has not commented on the Christy Noam uproar, but top sources close to his campaign are quoted as saying the revelations about her killing her dog and her goat have torpedoed any chances of being named Donald Trump's running mate.
I'm going to sit in a freezing cold icebox for 8 hours, 9 hours.
Today, Trump was accompanied for the first time by a family member, his son, Eric. And the former president was slammed with a $9,000 fine for violating the gag order and warned he could face incarceration if it happens again.
Today, the judge granted Mr. Trump permission to miss court on May 17th so he can attend his son Barron's high school graduation. Other news today, police and fish and wildlife officials are investigating a situation in which partygoers on a boat were filmed dumping trash into the ocean.
Prepare to get angry. These knuckleheads are riding the waves in a sports boat. Looks like fun, right? Suddenly, two guys grab trash cans and dump the contents right into the ocean. One dude holds the can in the air like a trophy. You can see a stream of trash left in their wake. Shameful. The incident took place during Boca Bash, where 10,000 revelers gathered on Lake Boca Raton in Florida. The party takes place annually on the last Sunday in April. These guys left the party, apparently on a mission to get rid of the trash. They drove the boat out into the ocean water. What they didn't know was a drone was flying right above, catching them in the act. You get a glimpse of the trash at the back of the boat. Then the unthinkable, dumping garbage into the magnificent blue ocean, just outrageous.
Littering in a waterway can result in as much as a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Charlotte, North Carolina is a city in mourning today after four police officers were killed in the line of duty. They were serving a warrant at a home when they were met with gunfire. Now we're hearing from the neighbors whose house was used as a sniper's nest to take down the bad guys.
Law enforcement comes under attack.
Oh, yeah.
And armed officers run into the path of danger as gunfire erupts. Cops take cover in the deadly police shooting. Four officers were killed while attempting to serve a warrant at this home in Charlotte. Four other officers were wounded.
Do we take cover?
Panicked neighbors posted live videos on social media as the frantic scene unfolded.
Oh, man. Oh, no, no.
Here,
no, no,
an armored vehicle pulls up on a neighbor's lawn. SWAT team staged operations in people's front yards.
Sniper dude ready to take the shot.
And these three roommates say a team of snipers set up right inside their home. You can see them sprinting across the living room. Outside the home, nearly a dozen officers take their positions. As more gunfire erupts, the roommates take cover.
Shots were ringing left and right.
It just kept going, and it just kept escalating.
It was at least 100 gunshots,
yeah,
if not more.
It was a lot.
He says a sniper used their bedroom as a vantage point.
They used one of our bedrooms to set up a U.S. Marshal sniper.
Cops identified the shooter as Terry Clark Hughes Jr., who was wanted for possession of a firearm. He was shot dead by police. Today, Charlotte's chief of police was brought to tears at the loss of life.
You know, the last few days have... It's just been very tough. And knowing that you have families that are hurting right now.
and 4 years after she went missing on Mother's Day, toxicology results are in for Suzanne Morphew, and it's confirmed she had animal tranquilizer in her system. Investigators did find a dart gun and empty darts in her husband's gun case. He says they were for hunting.
Bombshell developments in the case of the Colorado mom who went missing on Mother's Day 4 years ago. The just-released toxicology report says three drugs were found in her bones. It's believed they were used to tranquilize and immobilize her. Dr. Priya Banerjee is a forensic pathologist who is following the case.
She's a rather petite woman, so it's going to knock her out very effectively.
Suzanne Morphew went missing on Mother's Day 2020. Her husband was arrested a year later and charged with first-degree murder. Text messages between the couple showed Suzanne wanted to end the marriage. One of her last texts read, "I'm done." But just before the trial, the charges were dropped. He walked free, with his two daughters showing their support for him. In an interview with ABC News, they continued to say he's innocent.
Was there any indication before she disappeared that something was amiss?
No.
Did you observe any fights, arguments, disagreements between your mom and your dad that concerned you before?
No.
Last September, Suzanne's remains were discovered in a shallow grave 46 miles from where her bike was found.
Where is it? Where's the bike?
Oh, it's right there.
Where was it?
But with the new toxicology findings, observers say new charges could come against Barry Morphew at any time.
There's no reason these three medications should ever be found in a human body.
Investigators said in a search of Morphew's house in 2021, they found a dart gun, empty darts, and a needle used to inject tranquilizer. The actual fluid was missing. Morphew told investigators he had used the darts to tranquilize deer near his home to collect antlers. We spoke to deer hunter expert Pat Reeve, who hosts a show on the Outdoor Channel.
I don't know any hunters that use tranquilizers here in the United States, especially to go deer hunting.
Barry Morphew's lawyer says his client is innocent. He adds the animal tranquilizer is very common and could be used on farms or by hunters. People can be very sensitive about their weight, and actress Melissa McCarthy's had quite the transformation. But did Barbara Streisand go too far in asking if she'd taken Ozempic?
Barbara Streisand is under fire after publicly asking actress Melissa McCarthy if she uses Ozempic. Melissa posted these photos looking slim in a mint green dress and matching blazer. She was with former So You Think You Can Dance judge Adam Shankman. Barbara Streisand apparently follows Melissa on social media and commented, "Did you take Ozempic?" Social media is going wild. Does she not know everyone can see her comments? Babs, no, honey, just no. Wow, really? Photographers caught up with Melissa today.
Do you think Barbara was out of line for what she asked?
I think Barbara is a treasure and I love her.
All right.
And Barbara loves her back, writing on Instagram, "I wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading." Former talk show host Ricky Lake is also finding herself at the center of wild speculation about Ozempic. After posting these selfies showing a 30-plus pound weight loss, one fan remarked, "That Ozempic face is real." But Ricky, who at her heaviest weighed 260 pounds, is firing back, writing one word, "Nope."
And we'll be right back.
Next, why are these kids screaming? What they witnessed at a zoo will shock you. Plus, Lady in Red, Anne Hathaway. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Facelifts for men.
Next in Sun Edition.
This dad doesn't want to look like an old guy anymore.
I really want to look like I'm their father and not their grandfather.
So he's spending $100,000 on a facelift.
Here we're going to lift everything back up.
Will he really turn back the hands of time? Next in Sun Edition.
What these kids saw at the zoo was an education in animal behavior that no one bargained for. Be warned, this video's intense.
A majestic brown bear is freely roaming his zoo enclosure when some unexpected visitors show up for an afternoon swim. It's a mother duck and her ducklings, and they're cooling off in the tranquil blue pond as fascinated children watch from behind the glass. But the enchanting scene is about to turn into a horror show for these kids. Juniper the bear eyeballs the flock of ducks, and his natural instincts kick in. Panic takes hold as the children and their parents realize what's about to happen.
Oh, there he goes.
The hungry bear jumps into the water, swimming straight to the flock of ducks. We're not going to show you what happens next. A spokesman for Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo tells Inside Edition, while we know it can be difficult to watch, bears and other carnivores predating on chicks is a natural instinct and is indeed the circle of life. So much for a peaceful day at the zoo.
The zoo also says there's no way to control where flying birds will nest. When we come back, Lady in Red, Anne Hathaway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Anne Hathaway is turning heads.
How's this for ravishing in red? It's Anne Hathaway looking stunning last night at the New York City premiere of her new film, The Idea of You, debuting this week on Amazon Prime. The 41-year-old woman in red glowed in this strapless Versace gown, complete with peekaboo cutouts and a thigh-high slit. Looking great, Annie.
And when we come back, a little girl with some really fancy footwork. Finally today, a pint-sized dancer puts her spin on a big band classic. And with that little bit of cuteness, we thank you for watching.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.